Welcome back to NewsRamp Business Incorporated for Wednesday evening, April 22, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Intershop publishes figures for Q126. Intershop Communications AG reported a positive EBIT of €0.1 million for Q126, attributed to cost-cutting measures. Cloud business showed growth with incoming orders up 8% and revenues increasing by 3% to €5.3 million. Despite an overall revenue decrease to €7.9 million, the company remains optimistic for the year ahead.
Innoscripta SE. Annual general meeting approves dividend of €4 per share and confirms supervisory board with strong capital markets expertise. Innoscripta SE shareholders approved a dividend of €4 per share at the annual general meeting. The supervisory board, including experts in capital markets, finance, and corporate development, was confirmed. The board members bring valuable experience from companies like Compo Group SE and Co. KGA and Birkenstock Group. Shareholders also agreed to relocate the company's registered seat from Munich to Tutzing for improved organizational efficiency and international growth opportunities.
Stabilis SE invitation to a web conference on Q2 FY 2026, results on May 4th, 2026. Stabilis SE invites investors and analysts to a web conference on May 4th, 2026. At 10:30 a.m. CEST to discuss its Q2 FY 2026 results. The management board will present the company's development in the second quarter. The H1 FY 2026 interim report and presentation will be available on the company's website. Further details and registration information can be found on Stabilis SE's investor relations website.
HPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation reports first quarter financial results. HPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation reported first quarter 2026 financial results, showing continued growth in core earnings, with net income reaching $14.20 million, up 16% from the previous quarter. Total loans increased by 12% to $6.40 billion, while deposits grew 9% to $6.80 billion year-over-year. The company's net interest margin increased to 3.26%, reflecting steady growth in interest-earning assets and lower costs on liabilities.
China maintains dominance over rare earths, but Western-aligned companies are stepping up. The recently launched Sprott Rare Earths ex-China ETF focuses exclusively on companies operating outside of China, providing exposure to the rare earth materials industry while avoiding Chinese companies. This ETF is part of Sprott's expanding suite of critical materials ETFs, offering investors a way to navigate geopolitical risks associated with Chinese production.
Beeline Holdings, BLNA, to host Q1 2026 stakeholder update call May 14th at 5 p.m. ET. CEO Nick Luzza and CFO Chris Mo will lead the call, discussing the company's performance and ongoing initiatives. Beeline Holdings is a mortgage fintech company based in Providence, Rhode Island, offering a digital platform for home loans.
Grain Energy Breaks, American Fusion Inc. advances Texatron platform with expanding patent portfolio and strategic initiatives. American Fusion Inc. continues to expand its patent portfolio for the Texatron Fusion platform with around 280 filings in progress and plans for 300 more. The company is preparing for regulatory milestones, including a Q1 2026 Form 10-Q, potential Frankfurt Stock Exchange listing, and ongoing Delaware litigation defense. These initiatives aim to position AMFN for commercialization and partnerships in the energy market.
Mining Newsbreak's Element 29 Resources Inc. closes C$235.50 million private placement to fund Peru exploration. Element 29 Resources Inc. has closed a $35.50 million private placement to fund exploration activities in Peru. The company issued over 32 million common shares at $10 per share, with plans to advance its 2026 drilling program at the Alita Copper Molybdenum Silver Project. Strategic investor Alpiana SAC and other participants are supporting Element 29's growth strategy.
Discover precision medicine at Functional Longevity Summit, Dallas 2026. Discover precision medicine at Functional Longevity Summit, Dallas 2026, hosted by Boston BioLife. The event, taking place May 15th to 17, 2026, at the Hilton Anatole, brings together healthcare professionals to explore the latest advancements in longevity science and practice optimization. With a focus on practical implementation and revenue optimization, the summit features leading experts and innovative companies in the field of regenerative medicine.
And news breaks. Perpetuals.com Limited expands Base Shield AI into healthcare with the launch of Base Shield Clinical, aimed at identifying physicians with the highest diagnostic accuracy for specific case types. The platform applies statistical methodology from financial markets to enhance clinical decision-making. Initial deployment includes partnerships with the European Institute of Management for pilot programs and academic validation. BioMed Newsbreaks, NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. receives positive FDA review letter supporting ketamine ANDA progress. NRx Pharmaceuticals announced a positive FDA review letter for its ketamine ANDA with minor updates requested. The company's meeting with FDA leadership aligns with accelerating treatments for severe mental illness, boosting expectations for potential approval of its preservative-free ketamine product in summer 2026. BioMed Newsbreak's Nutriben Inc. CEO highlights Aversa Technology on Jack Neal Podcast. Nutriben Inc. CEO Gareth Sheridan recently discussed the company's Aversatim Abuse Deternal Transdermal Technology on the Jack Neal Podcast, addressing the opioid crisis. Aversatim aims to reduce misuse of high-risk drugs like fentanyl, backed by a global patent portfolio. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
VPR Brands retains McAndrews, Held, and Malloy as lead patent counsel for U.S. patent number 8,205,622B2. Matthew McAndrews will head the Comprehensive Patent Commercial and Enforcement Initiative, covering FDA PMTA-authorized ENDS products. McAndrews, Held, and Malloy is a top IP law firm with a strong track record in IP transactions, including a cumulative value exceeding $15 billion over the past 5 years. Prism Market View spotlights 8 public companies driving the clean economy on Earth Day 2026. Prism Market View highlights 8 public companies driving the clean economy on Earth Day 2026. These companies cover power generation, storage, electric mobility, charging, electric aviation, and environmental remediation. From Bloom Energy to Joby Aviation, these firms are making strides in advancing the clean energy sector. Learn more at prismmarketview.com.
UGI upgrades beginning next week in Dixon City. UGI Utilities will start system upgrades in Dixon City on April 27th, aiming to enhance safety and reliability. The project offers an opportunity for homes and businesses to switch to natural gas. UGI Utilities, serving over 760,000 customers, remains committed to providing efficient utility services. For more details, visit UGI.com.
The private access thesis, How Planet Ventures, Inc. Gained Exposure to Relativity Space's Next Phase. Planet Ventures, Inc. recently invested US$125,000 in MCX GP Relativity Fund ILLC, a special purpose vehicle participating in Relativity Space, Inc.'s latest financing round. Led by former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, Relativity Space is advancing the Terran R launch vehicle and exploring orbital data centers. This move adds to Planet Ventures' expanding space sector portfolio, providing exposure to private aerospace opportunities previously limited to larger investors.
The Private Access Thesis: How Planet Ventures Inc. Gained Exposure to Relativity Space's Next Phase. Planet Ventures Inc. recently invested $125,000 in NCX GP Relativity Fund ILLC, a special purpose vehicle participating in Relativity Space Inc.'s latest financing round. Led by former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, Relativity Space is advancing the Terran R fully reusable launch vehicle and exploring orbital data centers for AI workloads. This move adds to Planet Ventures' space sector portfolio, offering exposure to private aerospace opportunities previously limited to VC firms and corporate investors. Mission IR news breaks: SkyX Platforms Corp. expands into European hospitality market through OTT Heritage Partnership. SkyX Platforms Corp. has expanded into the European hospitality market through a partnership with OTT Heritage Hospitality. The agreement will see the deployment and marketing of smart home and building technologies across European hotel chains and real estate developments. This move is part of SKX's global expansion strategy, aiming for large-scale adoption and leveraging significant time and cost efficiencies for renovations and new builds.
Discover Precision Medicine at Functional Longevity Summit Dallas 2026. Boston BioLife will host the Functional Longevity Summit Dallas 2026 from May 15th to 17th at the Hilton Anatole, bringing together healthcare professionals to explore precision medicine, regenerative therapies, and practice optimization. The event aims to provide practical strategies for improving patient outcomes and business performance through advanced diagnostics, personalized therapies, and more. For more information, visit the full announcement.
A news breaks. Datavolt AI Inc. expands IP portfolio with new patent and additional allowances. Datavolt AI has expanded its intellectual property portfolio with the issuance of a new patent and two additional allowances. The company's focus on AI-driven data monetization, tokenization, and digital asset infrastructure is further strengthened. This move supports Datavolt AI's commercialization efforts across various sectors and aims to drive growth in emerging data and real-world asset markets. What inheriting a house in Mississippi actually costs you, and it's not what you think. In Mississippi, inheriting a house can bring unexpected costs and complications. Homebuyer Mississippi's John Lester assists families dealing with probate issues, where legal processes can drag on, causing property deterioration and tax liabilities. Cash buyers offer not just purchases, but guidance through the complex probate system. With an average 21-day closing timeline, sellers can avoid further property damage and uncertainty, receiving a clear amount at the end of the transaction.
Why ground-up development is still the best way to build wealth in Texas real estate. Ground-up in the marketplace, nobody will always be a great to go well. Offers a unique way to compound equity multiple times before stabilizing the asset. Compared to value-add acquisitions, starting from scratch allows for greater upside potential. Culbertson emphasizes the importance of understanding variables like permitting timelines and utility availability to mitigate risks. Culbertson Holdings specializes in get and equity placement for various investment assets, offering expertise in ground-up construction and land development.
What happens when a $5 billion publicly traded company has no digital presence? A $5 billion publicly traded company managing real estate assets lacks digital presence, investor acquisition process, and marketing infrastructure while seeking capital from American retail investors? Relly CEO Moore Milo closed a deal with a similar firm, highlighting the gap between operational sophistication and marketing capability in the industry. Operators are realizing the need to shift from relationship-based to scalable marketing strategies, with digital infrastructure becoming crucial for capital raising success in 2026.
AI news breaks: Blue Sky AI Inc. to present at AI and Tech Virtual Investor Conference, April 23rd. Blue Sky AI Inc. is set to present at the AI and Tech Virtual Investor Conference on April 23rd, with CEO Trent D'Ambrosio leading the session at 1:30 p.m. ET. Investors can engage in real-time Q&A and schedule one-on-one meetings for April 23rd, 24th, 27th, and 28th. An archived webcast will be available post-event. Blue Sky AI, based in Salt Lake City, specializes in neo-cloud infrastructure for AI, supporting various entities from startups to enterprises.
Benzinga and PropShop Trader to host webinar on the new era of proprietary trading. Benzinga and PropShop Trader are teaming up to host a webinar on the new era of proprietary trading. The session will delve into how modern prop firms are changing the game for retail traders by offering access to professional capital and structured career pathways. Join Senior Risk Manager Jim Simmons as he breaks down evaluation models, risk management frameworks, and the transition from personal capital to firm-backed accounts. Register for the webinar on April 23rd at 11 a.m. ET on Benzinga.com.
Mining news breaks: Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. expands Murdoch Mountain footprint with new prospecting applications. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has expanded its footprint at the Murdoch Mountain property with the acceptance of three additional applications to prospect by the Bureau of Land Management. This adds 6,011 acres to the existing permit, bringing the total to 1,813 acres. The company is progressing with environmental review and exploration work, including drilling, with average grades of 10.95% P2O5.
IMCX Gold and Silver Corporation sees 2026 to be the company's best year yet. CMX Gold and Silver Corporation anticipates 2026 to be a pivotal year as it progresses with the historic Clayton Silver Mine project in Idaho. Recent geological indicators have reinforced the company's dedication to advancing operations, with a non-brokered private placement financing of up to $2 million, CMX is poised for significant growth. Stay updated on CXXMF news at the company's newsroom.
The Protocase Companies and Advanced Glazings are hosting a career fair in Wilmington, NC to support their rapid U.S. expansion. Hiring across manufacturing, engineering, open source infrastructure, and advanced building materials, the event will take place on April 30th, 2026 from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Maritime North Business Park. Attendees can explore opportunities with Protocase, 45 Drives, Protospace MFG, and Advanced Glazings, showcasing a culture of speed, ownership, and continuous improvement.
AN News Breaks. Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt AOV0 positioned to address growing demand for GPS-denied navigation solutions in defense sector. The company's Overwatch platform allows unmanned systems to operate without GPS, crucial in areas where signals are jammed. As demand rises, Spark AI joins innovators like Dragonfly Inc., AeroVironant Inc., Kratos Defense and Security Solutions, and Red Cat Holdings Inc. in providing satellite-independent navigation solutions.
CBL International Limited acquires majority stake in Green Marine Energy Holdings Limited. CBL International Limited has acquired a 50.5% majority stake in Green Marine Energy Holdings Limited, expanding its sustainable fuel material trading business in Malaysia. This move aims to support the sustainable aviation fuel, SAF, and biofuel industries. GMH operates feedstock trading for SAF and biofuels, along with ship biofuel supply and traditional bunkering services in Malaysia. The acquisition aligns with global ESG considerations and regulatory requirements in the maritime and aviation sectors.
Overwhelming shareholder support at 2026 annual meeting, Scandium Canada enters the year fully funded to advance PFS drilling campaign, and Alscal Oil's qualification. Scandium Canada Limited announces overwhelming shareholder support at the 2026 annual meeting, fully funding their PFS drilling campaign and Alscal Oil's qualification. With $15 million in cash and $6.90 million in non-dilutive funding, the company is well-positioned for a 12-month work program focused on key catalysts. All resolutions passed with strong majorities, including unanimous support for the six directors. The company enters 2026 with a clear focus on execution.
Biomed news breaks. Ontotelic Therapeutics, Inc. leads shift toward pipeline-driven valuation in biotech sector. Ontotelic Therapeutics is at the forefront of the biotech sector's shift towards valuing scientific progress as financial assets. With a diversified pipeline and strategic holdings, including a 45% stake in GMP Bio, the company exemplifies this trend. As the industry transitions towards recognizing clinical progress as an asset class, Ontelic stands alongside key peers like Autoluz Therapeutics PLC, Wave Life Sciences Limited, IO Biotech Inc., and Roche Holding AG.
Tech Media Breaks. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. highlights growth momentum and expansion plans in service robotics through its TechForce TEF robotic subsidiary. The company is focusing on expanding its U.S. footprint with East Coast distribution partnerships and exploring international markets. With increasing demand for its AI-enhanced robotic solutions, Knight Food is scaling production capacity and enhancing infrastructure to drive long-term growth in hospitality and service sectors.
Ostud's Golf expands premium offering across the Upper Midwest with new PXG partnership. Ostud's Golf announces a new partnership with PXG, a global leader in high-performance golf equipment. Starting April 21st, PXG clubs will be available at all Ostud's retail locations across the Upper Midwest, offering golfers access to tour-proven equipment through expert custom fitting. This partnership signifies a strategic retail expansion for PXG, aiming to provide fitting-first approach at scale. Ostud's will serve as a certified regional partner, bringing PXG's technology to golfers in Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, North Dakota, and Minnesota, enhancing the fitting experience for players of all abilities.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.